Well, the season started late, and then we never actually got really hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think it ever went above the 80s.
No.
It didn't. And even the number of days that we had that were in the 80s, few and far between.
Right.
So that's actually creating another problem, powdery mildew, which comes when you have water left on the plants overnight.
That's where that comes from.
Yes. Oh, so okay. If you have, which is why you're not supposed to water at night,
mm-hmm.
except I can't control if, you know, Mother Nature decides to dump rain at 4 mm-hmm. o'clock in the afternoon and then it doesn't warm back up to dry off the plants. Mm-hmm. And you, but it takes like an accumulated number of times, and eventually,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually, like I lost. Well, I mean, I didn't lose. But you know, I had to rip out a whole bunch of kale plants earlier than I would have liked, simply because of the powdery mildew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought they were tougher. I thought it would go after. You know, kale is so tough. I guess it doesn't matter though.
Well, the powdery mildew doesn't care. It just gets on everything. It's actually really funny. It's that it hit the dandelions first.
Oh.
Yeah, the weeds got it first.
Do you have anything that's still got powdery mildew on it that we could get a picture of?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's something, I'm sure I've seen it, and I'm sure most people have seen it, and don't, even on dandelions, we don't realize it's detrimental to gardening.
It is.
I mean, gardeners do, but a lot of, you know, mostly gardeners and food people read this blog, but.
Yeah.
So that's just interesting.
Yeah, we could definitely get some pictures. Mm-hmm. It's not the worst thing in the world, and you just need to, a lot of people like to spray baking soda or use lime or something to make the soil a little bit more basic, because it likes the acid. It doesn't, it likes slightly acidic to neutral. It doesn't like.
So if the plants are more neutral, the powdery mildew is less likely to happen?
No, I mean, it hits all the plants.
Oh.
Yeah, but no, if you can move the plants above neutral into the basic territory with like a spray of baking soda on the stems, that's how you wipe it out.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So where did you learn all this? From experience?
The internet. And a lot of experience.
Internet.
Well, I mean, you know, farming was a lot harder before you had the internet. You know, you'd have to like go check out a book on funguses at the internet, at the library, and then like, you know, look through them all until you found the one that matched yours. Now you can go on the internet and, what is this white powdery stuff on my plants, you know? And so that's how I learned about powdery mildew a couple of years ago, and then how to treat it. Yeah, organically. I mean, there's lots of things you could spray on it that would fix the problem really quick, but they're, one, expensive, and two, not so great for people or the planet.